Okay, Rabotai, let's go. We're talking about the Gisser of Shehiyah. And we discussed that basically there's a heter of Shehiyah, you have Kashrut Bama. Well, that wasn't spelled the mice nowadays, even if you're dead, which is lowly behemadaka, which is lowly behemagasa, and probably won't come up in everyday life. Not that we should forget Torah. And we discussed Machlokes Tananya and the Chachamim about if something is already what's called bushel in the Lashon that may be put on the board from Daf Yud Ches. How about Lo Bushel? Lo Bushel, there's no difference between Tananya and the Chachamim. If you look, for example, the Shulchan Aruch, let us start again. Kirashi Asui Kedera Shosan Alpia Kedera Lema. Let me eat welcome streets of Shtek Kederos. In Huska, the Gefesh, who sold the Shosesimo, the Eitzim, also Litin, a lot of Tashim, Yom, a Shosan Le, Alam Kane, Nispasha called Sarko, the Mitzdame, the Ralo, the Lek, the Mecha Shemi Yachate. Okay, that we discussed, and we also saw the Yishomen. Oh, Shehu Chai, Kedera Chai, Sashalon, it's Bachel Klal, if it's raw. The cave and raw is also a heter, right? Only in the middle is us, or wise, or a heter, Kim, Shehu Chai, Sithas Ram, a Siak, like a minute, then Hesach Adas. If it's raw, you may see a chudas, you take your mind off and eat to lunch. And you're not pressured. You don't feel any psychological pressure. You don't need chitoy for it to cook if it has all night. And mela, it's not going to be ready for dinner. So therefore, there's no nafkamina to chitoy, so there's no pressure. Aval, the nispashim, sasimul, nispashim, gold circle, if the nispashim, gold circle, samar, yokolo, chashina, shemichater, ba'asula, shashol, leha, etc. So here we have the heter of today. Well, let's read more. Ella came garaf dahin shots. We're going to call it kolam b'katan. Like he's a kolam b'hevel and homam. The imnasa b'chaticha chaya. Here is what the Gemara says. Even if it's not all raw, if you put in one raw piece, mutter k'ilo isa kula chaya. It mutter as if it was all raw. Why? Because it's all psychological anyway. Da'idekach may say if da'itum yana by putting in one raw piece. Therefore, you take your mind off it until lunch, etc. Okay, so here we have the heter of Kedera Chaisa. Says the Bir Halacha, Dibra Mas, we see a document about the Machar Nirin, that even if the you have a hot tanner and it could be ready at night if you do Sikoi, but late at night, even so, if it's past dinner time, that doesn't count. So let's say, you know, you say, well, if I turn off the flame, it'll be ready by 10 p.m. It doesn't matter. It's 10 p.m. It's too late for dinner. And you may see if da'as until lunch. That is the bir halacha. So lav davka, that won't be cooked to lunch. As long as it won't be cooked in time for normal human dinner time, that is a heter. There's another Mishnah Berurah, sifkat tes. What raw thing do you have to put in? Interesting, the Rambam says, what does the Rambam say? Right, the Rambam says? Yeah. Right, basar yerek. Even if you put in a raw vegetable, even though vegetables cook pretty, yeah?
Is that like a general subjective? I don't know, a guy who likes to play fish, but that's the most...
Does that go by when you eat dinner or when normal people eat? That's a good question. You know, what if there are some people who do, you know, a minority in Pugin, to go by the person, go by most people? It's not clear in the Bir Halacha. It's a good question. I'm not sure. I think to be Machmir, but I'm not sure.
If it would be ready then.
That if a guy is planning to have a meal at 10 o'clock at night, then maybe something that would, if you did chito, ready at 10 o'clock at night, could be a problem. I mean, if we're Ashkenazim, just not as have to cook beforehand.
Right.
No, but you're saying that the heter of their chaisa might be a problem. Yeah, but let's come back to that. Or even let's come back to it. Well, we already mentioned, right, the question that the Rambam does mention Yerek. And maybe that means that the Rambam thinks it's just symbolic. By putting something raw, you've shown you're in no rush, regardless of the practicalities of it. Maybe it's purely symbolic and not practical at all. It's obviously psychological. It's psychological based on something practical, and for at least one piece that practically will never be ready until lunch, or is it just purely psychological? maybe the Rambam says Yerek, it's purely psychological, but we don't pass like that. The Magen Avraham, the Taz, the Shibur Tes says, the Davka, Basar, Chayshi, Efchelus, Vash, Sarsunus, Alayla. Well, Yerek, the Shari Dvarim, Shinkali, Bishol, Lo Mahani, Mashu, Chay, Bechnei, Mashu, Kasu, Lekame, Chaticha, Chay, Hayim, Gam, Pim, Basar, if it's a whole thing, if it's one piece, it has to be meat, or, I mean, theoretically, if you find something else that takes as long to cook as meat. But the point is, has to be meat, something that takes a long time to cook. It can't be a raw thing that cooks in just a couple of hours. It has to be a raw thing that takes a long time to cook in order, such as meat is the classic example, in order to have this heter. That's the Taz, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, and basically all of the Achronim, all of the poskim.
Chicken.
What?
Chicken,
the chor, takes a long time to cook. In a meaning, in a pot, right? Talking about. Now, let's.
Rabbi, let's say it's Michael Ben Jussai by the time your meal starts, but fully cooked at 10 o'clock.
Let's say it's going to, meaning, what does it mean it won't cook? Let's say if you did chitu b'gacholim, it could be Michael Ben Jussai for your meal, but not fully cooked, but that's still within the heter of Deir Chais. Yes. Question. My intuition is, I don't know, I haven't seen this before, my intuition is not, because you're not going to, you know, lemaisif, if it would only be half-cooked for the meal, then you're not going to do chitur b'chol, and you're not going to forget b'chol Shabbos, because you want half-cooked for the meal. Obviously, anything that would only be half-cooked at night, you only intend for the morning. There's an interesting machlokes, before we get to the modern-day nafkaminas. There is a kolbo in Hagos Mordechai, quoted in the Bir Alacha de Ramaskel Lehash Hoso Leha, and he says maybe the Torah agrees with them. It says it's Aser to do Shehiyah for dinner. What might that imply? Maybe anything for lunch is mutter, and Kedir Chaitzel Lavdavka. It just means anything for lunch is mutter, even if it's not raw. That would be a big heter. Is that really true? Is there really such a heter that anything, that Kedir Chai says lav dafka, just means anything you plan to eat for lunch? That's what he says. Maybe that's what the Torah means. The Torah says, Asur du shehiyah for dinner, but sort of Laila. Maybe that implies that anything for lunch is okay, like Kedir Chai says. But what do we pass again? So he quotes from later on, the Achronim, that in Rishon Dalet, the same thing comes up in Rishon Zayin. And then Ramai points out, we don't rely on this data. Don't rely on this daya. Even b'di'evit, this daya is so, you know, such a minority opinion and not pshat, that even l'chachila, we never rely on it. Even b'di'evit, when we say whatever it's machlokes, we make it b'di'evit, but in this case, even b'di'evit, if you only make it if it happens like once in a while, not if it's a regular thing. If it's a regular thing, then we make a tenas, even b'di'evit, even though there's a daya like that, that daya is a very minority opinion. Every rejects. Even with the Eved, you can only rely on it, meaning eat the food that someone did the wrong thing, occasionally. So if someone does do Shehiyah without Gar Fakatum, without Kedir Chaisa, but they plan to eat it for lunch, and they do it, you know, they just don't know the halacha, and they do it, or they know the halacha, and they do it anyway, then even with the Eved, if it's a regular practice, you cannot eat it, only if it's an occasional, you know, error. Or an occasional event. The big question is, two big questions. Number one, how raw is raw? What counts as raw? Let's say, what are we doing in the heter of Kedir Chaisa? Right? What did we discuss? We discussed whether it has to be Basar or Yerek. Right? Or Yerek, and we pass in, it has to be Basar, meaning there has to be an objective basis to your psychological Pesach HaDa'as. We discussed, what about already what was called Basar below Basar, right? In between Kar. Metzorah. Machar. So, Basar, will be the Eved, Noter Lechol, Prak, that I cry. Only if people don't do it all the time, because that shita is less than a regular machlokas rishon. Even the dievet, we don't rely on that, even though the Mishnah says, oh, like maybe, or im, whatever his lashon is, im kavanah. So maybe the Torah agrees with that, but even if maybe the Torah agrees with that, we don't really rely. How wrong? What is the gather of chai? So the Bach has a wild shita quoted in by a son-in-law, the Taz here. He says anything less than machal ben yusai is considered raw. And the Mishnah Berurah says that's very strange, because then what's also according to Hananya? Right? More than machal ben yusai is cooked, less than machal ben yusai is raw. So nothing's also for Hananya? That would be a big chiddush. Now, not crazy, because after all, the Gemara says according to Hananya, the Mishnah was talking about, and Kikira was talking about Hachzara. Why didn't say it was talking about Shehiyah? When the Mishnah says you need Garf HaKatim, it's talking about Chazara, Hachzara. Why didn't it say it was talking about Shehiyah before it was Garf HaKatim, before Bach HaBinder Sai? Maybe Hanani Atak has no Isser of Shehiyah at all. The Gemara's quotes were saying, anything that's Bach HaBinder Sai is much of a Shal. So that's true. It really implies very, very strongly. So Lamaisa, this Bach is very dochuk. Less Bach is safe for Hananya. Different, and I'm not talking about the Hananya. This Bach is very dochuk, just because if you say anything less than Bach, just like spoke raw, then what's also part of Hananya, which is why no one in the world agrees with this Bach. Everyone else in the entire world, including his own son-in-law, the Taz, even the Bach just says that's what the Torah says, not clear to Paskin, but they quote the Magen Mishnah, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, the Mishnah Berurah, and every single Achron in the world says that it means raw mamish. That means raw mamish. What if you put it on? What if it's heating up and not yet cooking? First, it has to get hot, then it cooks. So says the Mishnah Berurah here for the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Aleph Hainu Daf. For even the Shulchan Aruch says Shalom is Bashal Klal was not cooked at all. Hainu Daf Filu Huch Matav Shalami Motzul Shals. Right? Gedder Chai means Lo nisbashel klal. That's all the acronym against this bach, right? But hucham, the lo nisbashel, let's say it warmed up, but didn't start cooking at its mutter. Now, a bunch of acronyms say that nowadays there's no more heter klir chaisa. Why do they say there's not no heter klir chaisa? For two reasons, right? Rav Henkin already in America before Moshe said. Nowadays, no heter klir chaisa. One of them is because you don't start Shabbos early. So you have to put up the raw food, but you can't put up the raw food when Shabbos starts, because we all do Tosefta Shabbos, like candles, 18 minutes beforehand. Right? So if you put it up 18 minutes beforehand, it'll already be partially cooked. It doesn't take 18 minutes to warm up. It'll warm up in like 5 minutes, and then it'll cook for 13 minutes. So what about nowadays when we start Shabbos early? Is there a heter of klir chaisa? Or is there no heter of klir chaisa?
They didn't do Tosefta Shabbos.
So maybe back then they did not have this minhag of Tosefta. You'll say in Tosefta Shabbos, a din in Shas. Now it's not in the Rambam. Okay, but it is in Shas. Obviously, the Rambam has to get out of that. So let's forget the Rambam for now, right? The Rambam doesn't have Tosefta Shabbos. Let's assume in Shas there's Tosefta Shabbos, right? So the Rambam obviously has an answer. But the answer is, we don't know what the shear of Tosefta Shabbos is. The Mishnah Berurah's theory quotes from the Chayyadim. Could be the shear of Tosefta Shabbos is a minute. And in those days, it was a minute before Shkiah, they put it in a minute before Shkiah, and it was still warming up. And therefore, it wasn't cooking yet. Not so crazy. And also, I guess at a certain point, it's so close that it's just not kosher at all. Right? The question is, when does it have to be raw? So Rav Henkin says there's no heter of klir chaisa nowadays because it has to be raw when Shabbos starts. But now we have a minhag that's more machmir than in time of the Gemara, apparently, he assumes, which is that they didn't have an 18-minute Tosefta Shabbos, and we do. And therefore, there's no heter of klir chaisa unless you're going to wait till the last second, right? What are you going to have to do? Not go to shul for mincha, right? And wait till the sun is mamish disappearing and throw in the last piece of meat. Okay, but that's not so practical. And therefore, there's no heter of kedera chaisa in the Orcha Shabbos. He points out in Perek Beis, Halacha Chaf Beis, he says the exact same thing. Ain heter zeh shel knisa chayker chayse nemer el ba'ofen shatav shel yagia l'shir shel yatzu. Let us go rock with some of the shkias achama. Has to not get hot until mamish the sun is about to set, like mamish as the sun is setting. We'll call it a cake. Because if it gets the yatzu lettuce bowl and starts cooking already 2 minutes before shkias achama, then it's not raw anymore. Then by the time of shkia, it's already cooking and it's not kdeira chaysa. What?
Set up Shabbos.
Ah, that's interesting. That's fascinating. You could set up a Shabbos clock. That's true. Nowadays they have Shabbos clocks. And he quotes this from the Shvisa Shabbos and the Chazon Ish. Then he says, and really don't try to catch last second, because you know that if you make a mistake, you'll end up being with all Shabbos. Midoraisa, right? By cooking on Shabbos, and that's not worth it. So therefore, basically the Orcha Shabbos says, similar to Repenkin, it's just like, it's not like a good heter nowadays. Just stay away from that heter. Don't use that heter nowadays. And that's what Chazon Ish says, L'chor nafal b'biro din k'deir chaysa, shari yefshel etzamtzeim. How are you going to etzamtzeim? To make sure you never machal Shabbos, you have to do it a little beforehand. If you do it a little beforehand, then you're right, with the Shabbos clock, maybe you could do set for exact to the second. I mean, not all our Shabbos clocks are so exact. If you're clever, you can figure out a way to. I mean, they're only 15-minute intervals. If you're clever, you'll synchronize the 15-minute interval a few hours beforehand. You'll know exactly what it is. If you're clever, you'll figure out a way to do it. Maybe they have fancier. Maybe they have fancier. Shabbos. The Shabbos clocks nowadays.
Put it frozen.
What?
Frozen.
Put in a frozen piece. That's also a good idea. So he says it's very difficult. He doesn't, he doesn't say explicitly to usher, but basically, if you ask when. Doesn't have to be raw. So many poskim assume samach l'shkiyas achama. Okay, if samach l'shkiyas achama, then it makes it a little difficult. The Aruch Shabbos, the Shem B'Chazon Ish, you can find it there in the Chazon Ish, and the Shvisas HaShabbos. This is also the Psak of Rav Henkin. Says, Samach l'shkia. However, Shlomo Zalman says not so pashet. If you look at the Mitzvah Shlomo, like Beis, Simon Yud Beis, Os Dalet, he says Efshar that it can't be Samach l'shkia sachame. After all, what you want to make people Bechal Shabbos? If Chazal really makes such a takana, they tell him to do something mamash l'shkia sachama, and then he would end up messing up Bechal Shabbos. Can't be. Rather, it means that even in their things, they have to set the Shabbos, they have this man when people call to be most on Shabbos. I don't know how this was their days. Therefore, he says it's the man to set the Shabbos of the Tzibur. That if you live in a city where you always start Shabbos 18 minutes before Shkia, then for you, it has to be raw 18 minutes before Shkia, because Chazal Tzibur are not going to go on a dangerous practice that really doesn't make any sense they would encourage. Rather on the normal practice of Jews. And therefore, if in your town it's 18 minutes, it's 18 minutes. If you live in Yerushalayim, it's 40 minutes, it's 40 minutes, etc. So that's what Shlomo says. Mincha Shlomo, Hailing Beis, Simon Yud Beis, Os Dalit says, he says, not 100% sure, but it's near or low. Zman Shenoagim. L'kabel Shabbos. It doesn't mean like you can make Shabbos whenever you want. That wouldn't be possible, bro. But the time in your city of Kabbalah Shabbos, and therefore, if you live, let's say, in New York, if you live wherever you are, there's a candlelight in time on the calendar. If it's raw, that candlelight in time on the calendar, you're okay. And then we don't have to worry about the whole Shabbos and getting back to the port lines. If you're a few seconds late, we're okay.
Why can't it just be whenever you have Shabbos? And then you're not
It could be, but he thinks that doesn't make sense, that Chazal would make it that each person have their own halach. As Rabbi he quotes from a sefer I had never heard of, Toldo Shmuel, who says this, and he says, not true. But one of my neighbors who says this, if you look in the Chod Shani, I didn't bring it, but I have it downstairs on my desk, and it's on the shelf in the base medrash. If you look in Chelek Beis, Although nowadays, like alpha and beta are published together, but you just have to look when they restart pages. That's the base. Perek Chaf Beis, Sifkat Dalid. He says it's whenever you're Mekabel Shabbos, like the Sefer told the Shmuel I never heard of that was quoted by Solomon. He says, Taka, when you start Shabbos, that Shabbos for you. And therefore, it goes by you. So Shlomo Zalman thinks, basically, that's the three opinions. The Chazanish or Penkin, the Orcha Shabbos think it depends on the scientific physical world. The Shlomo Zalman says it depends on the community, on the tzibur. And Chodshani, the answer of Karelitz, and this Sefer told the Shmuel, well, I'm not sure who it is. Discuss the Shita, says that it depends on your Mekabel Shabbos, which would mean even an early Shabbos or something, that would be a head. So the Sefer told the Shmuel, I apologize, is, and the Sefer Chodshani, yes, Haman Beis, Perek Chaf Beis, Sefkat Medalid, says, Kabbalas Shabbos Hidei. Okay, interestingly, the Orcha Shabbos says only the first day. He's Machmer Legamre. He basically says, like, he discourages this heter. Thank you. But further, he just, it's not a heter, it's not a heter. Okay, so one reason not to make a heter is not a heter, because many posts can say it depends on Shkia. It has to be raw at Shkia. The only problem is that that's a bit of a dochuk shot, because what were Chazal thinking? Right? They really want to encourage people to put raw food at Shkia? It's like, it would be a funny thing for Chazal to encourage. It would make a lot more sense to say one of the other shots. Halacha the Maisa, you know, not so clear, but given the Tzeira, Rav Moshe also points this out, and I point out that Rav Ovadia quotes this. I actually did think I printed it out. I thought I printed it out last time also, but this time, now I think I printed it out. Find it. He says that maybe there should be Xavier in the first place nowadays because we don't have to stoke the bolts, right? We just turn it, and whatever we turn it to, that's what it is. And Chazal didn't make Xavier to like build a different kind of fire. They just say you'll stoke the coals to keep it going. Nowadays, you don't have to keep it going. Oh, you might turn off the fire. That one's come up today, right? Chazal, Xavier's to stoke the coals. So he says that and maybe we should be making many quotes that the Shutmar Shag says that maybe the Xera doesn't apply to modern day ovens. Although he was afraid to be making, and then he also quotes from the Sefer Yitzchak that, you know, like classic Rav Ovadia, he finds a lot of perhaps more obscure achronim who want to say maybe it doesn't apply because it's ever bullshit in the tshuva about covering the knots. Also says he thinks Mishmar is a big svar to say it wouldn't apply nowadays because you don't have to stoke the coals. So given that, it's not some pasha that we should apply then, that this zero applies to us nowadays anyway. Even though the Leviticus don't apply to zero, I don't think we always have to make the most cover a day. To say that this svar doesn't really apply nowadays. But we should be more machmer than they were in the days of Chazal. Like, it's enough to be as offers than worth the day to come out. It doesn't seem so stopper to say that because the reason doesn't apply that nowadays, so we don't even have a need big secret, which is more offer in the days of Chazal. It seems like it would be enough to just as offer in the days of Chazal. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, against the Orch Shabbos, I don't think we necessarily have to be machmer in this. We could follow Lanias Daiti or Shlomo Zalman. I'm not going to go too far because Shlomo Zalman says, Tima, those who are more. Later on, someone would be more makeup in Eretz Yisrael. Lamaisa, let's go with the middle shita, Shvil Hazav, that if it's raw at Zman Hadlakas Neros, according to the city you live in, then that's good enough. And therefore, this can still be a practical answer. The assumption is that if it's just turning out to let us go, it's still raw because they can't start cooking until it's.
But let's say if the meat is on top of it, like it's stacked shelter, let's say, meat's lasting there. So top shelf is like, yeah, so let's go with the meat is on top.
Then that's the meat is still raw, and that one piece is still raw. That's it after one piece. All you need is one piece, right? Or you can put it in frozen. That was something. So, shop stocks. I mean, you don't need that. Just put in a raw piece, 18 minutes or whenever candlelight time is in your city, and you can rely on your system. Yes, because you may see a das from the whole joint. Or not. No, no. Lachor, it has to be an honest hesed hadas. You really plan to eat the shul tonight, then that's not a hesed hadas. What I mean is that you're really eating the shul tomorrow. Remember, until like nowadays, people eat shul during the day. It's only a contemporary fetish to have shul at night for like post dinner. It used to be they ate dinner, and then the next thing they ate was the next day. They used to have like, 10:30 or 11 o'clock or midnight extra meals. If you're going to eat the chol tonight, then that's not a heter. This is only a heter if you're really going to eat it tomorrow. I'm just either eating tomorrow, how do you show you the hesed hadas, because we don't rely on that. Kolbo and I go, Smordekai, and maybe tomorrow. Well, it's okay. If you're going to eat it tomorrow and you show a hesed hadas, but in a raw piece, that's good. Has to be an honest hesed hadas. Even a small piece, because you're just showing. By putting in one small piece that's not going to be cooked till tomorrow, you're showing you don't plan to eat the whole shul until tomorrow. And once you did a maisa to show it, that's good enough. Meaning you need a maisa to show your hesgadas. But one small piece is enough to show your hesgadas on the whole shul. But you have to actually be hesgadas. If you want to eat the shul tonight, I think there's no chance. No way. Another objection the Orcha Shabbos brings up, or Henkin brings up, is he says that we have powerful ovens nowadays. And powerful stoves and powerful all kinds of devices. You know what? If you stoke the coals, everything would be ready for dinner. If you turned up the heat, everything would be ready for dinner nowadays. In which case, there's no such thing as Kedera Chaisa. The whole point of Kedera Chaisa is that even if you stoke the coals, it's not going to be ready till lunch. But nowadays, everything will be ready for dinner. The Orcha Shabbos says, nowadays, we spend a long time eating dinner. Sometimes you sit for 3-4 hours at dinner. Not how many people sit 3 hours at dinner, but some people do. I guess in his town, they had a lot of the retorters at the table, so they sat for 3-4 hours at dinner. So everything's going to be ready. You know, we have on our modern day stoves and ovens and et cetera, et cetera. Everything's going to be ready for dinner, and therefore there's no such thing as Kedera Chaisa. Even though the Bir Halacha does say in Dibur HaMaskel, one second, which Dibur HaMaskel is it? What? Yes. Who says, the end of Dibur HaMaskel Siach, he says, you know what? If you can't eat it in a normal, that if it's not going to be ready in a normal time for dinner, Sarah? So the question is, what's a normal time for dinner, and what is a, so he says, if it's not ready for a normal dinner time, I don't care if we're ready a chalos night. Like, theoretically, you can yotze Shabbos night zuda at midnight. Why not? But given that it's not normal, it's normal to eat when you come home from shul. Right? It's normal to eat, I don't know, a half hour after say some kotavim. That's when it's normal to eat. So if it's not ready a normal time, then that's called not being ready till tomorrow to have their ice. Says the Orcha Shabbos, but nowadays people schlep out their meals a long time. And if they schlep out their meals a long time, maybe it should. Maybe it should be usher. And the Chazanish talks about this, and he says, he wants to, the truth is he wants to go even further. The Chazanish says maybe even if you plan to eat it tonight, if it's raw, it's a low point. Maybe if you plan to eat it tonight, then he would even mount to the midnight chillin. That would be a big kufan. L'chor kol nosin, what does it say? Hayanir gol gozru chacham afilu daito l'oklo balayla umetzap elos. That is a big kula chazanish. He'd be matrik derechais to even for Friday night chillin. That's Megamri against the Bir Halacha. He says it's against the Bir Halacha. He likes it against the Bir Halacha. Who says that? Let's review. Says the Bir Halacha that even if the Tanner is Tomer Rav Yochlis Bashal Be'ezer Shos Balayla B'meshach Hazman, Afa B'kein, if you're not waiting so long, then you're a Suche Aser Daite V'lo Asi Lechtuye Kevan She'in Daito Lecholas. Since it's not your Das to eat it at night. He says it has to be not your Das to eat it at night. Chazanish says, nope, it's a low plug. All raw things are our mutter. So let's just see. What if it could be ready later at night? What if it could be ready later at night, not regular dinner time? So says the Chazan Ish, mutter afilu rotze. He's matrik there, kaisa, even for Friday night children. Lo plug the kuma. But come on, the xerah, they just say the xerah to the orchais. That, yes. I mean, that's the end of the what? No, what he's saying is that since most people don't eat late at night, most people eat like at the beginning of the night, whatever's not going to be cooked by the beginning of the night. Even if you stoke the coals, they weren't built for. Meaning late at night, says the Bir Halacha, Mutter im in daito lechol b'shamu cheres. You don't have in mind to eat so late at night. You want to eat a normal meal at a normal time. You want to eat a normal meal at the normal time. Here he quotes. It's not exactly clear in Yochel Shabbos, Beis Chaf Gimel, that he quoted Shlomo Zalman or Yoshe Paskind that whatever would be cooked. I mean, it's not clear exactly how much is from him, how much is not from him. He says some people eat very, very late. And if you eat very, very late, then if you turn off the fire, you will be ready by 3 hours later. You know, most people eat so late on Friday night. And maybe after, if the winter, after they eat the food, then they smooth the table for many hours. That's because they're already full of the food, but they don't want to wait. I don't think anyone wants to wait 3 hours after shul to eat their main course. I don't think that's normal. So the Orcha Shabbos wants to be more Bachmir. Says, oh no, you wait for hours nowadays, you know. It's not like the days of the Gemara when everyone's used to go to sleep by 6 p.m. In winter because their clocks, their internal clocks were set by the sun. No, we stay up until 10 p.m. on winter Shabbos. Okay, but we're all hungry and we want to eat. When we come home from school, we want to have soup. You know, 10 minutes after we come home from shul, or 20 minutes after we come home from shul, and then one of the course, 10 minutes after that, or 20 minutes after that, whatever it may be. Lamai said, no one's away so long, so what is this name, Bisman Azeh? According to this, Bir Halacha, says the Orcha Shabbos, and therefore, Bisman Hazeh, Ein Heter, Ki Ochlim, B'meshech kama shalos, but that's not the minhag olam. The minhag olam is a still factor. Why? Because everyone wants to eat. The normal time to eat, like the Bir Halacha says, the daitan lechol, the normal time is that people want, they might want to drag out the dessert forever. Once their stomachs are full, then they get to the table forever. But they want to eat right away. They're hungry in front of the night. So lamaisa, the minhag olam is that Mutter af bisman hazeh. Mutter af bisman hazeh. Ki da'as stam. Bnei adam le'echol miyad. Most people want to eat right away. They don't want to drag it out. I don't know. You ever heard of people who serve the main course 2 hours after taste? You did?
My in-law.
What are they doing?
They chill.
She's on the couch. Nobody said nothing. She's on the couch. All rents, I guess, depending on where you are. If you're in communities that forgot that word in the Machaber, then I think we say that once asked the Ger Rebbe, you know, they have the tish is after our dinner, but that's the Rebbe's dinner. So he makes, and it's 11 o'clock at night, by the time he makes Kiddush, doesn't the Shulchan Aruch say, you might hear the Kaddish? So he explained, he has a lot of hachonis. This is with the Mehidras, he makes it 11. Better than 12. Okay, that's for Rebbes. We're not Rebbes. I think even if you're pretty Teaneck or wherever you're in West Hempstead, you're still not Chassidish Rebbe. West Hempstead are very holy, they're not Chassidish Rebbes. So Lamaisa, they should follow Shulchan Aruch and be Machir. Okay, so if you're in one of those houses, you have to be a little more Machir. Halacha Lamaisa, basically the Orcha Shabbos, when the Hengen said this decades ago, said with Manazen, no head to the Orchais. Some more Machir, with Manazen, no head to the Orchais, they give two reasons. A, because we light candle beforehand, you don't want to wait for the last second. And the Chal, you don't want to wait for the last second, because you don't want to end up once being late and being Machal Shabbos, which would inevitably happen. And therefore, it's not as bad. That, I guess, in the days of the guard, they were better at doing things the last second. Bump is about a death, and we're used to light 18 minutes beforehand. How can you wait another 17 and a half minutes putting your chaisa? Can't be, so therefore, there's no heter. And B, because our food will be ready by 9 p.m., and then you can still eat dinner if you're Hasidus or Rebbe or living in West Hempstead. But someone's going to get in trouble here. But Lamaisa, what was I going to say? Lamaisa, we can say, no. First of all, according to the Chazon Ish, it's a little tlug bakula. As long as you put in raw food, it doesn't matter what we plant. Even if we match the midnight children, we wouldn't go that far. We wouldn't go that far. That if your kavanah is needed at night, we wouldn't go so far as to rely on this Chazon Ish. That's being too make up. We go with the Mishabura, the Miralach, it depends what your das is. But nonetheless, even if people sometimes drag out the meals, some das of most people nowadays is still that they want to eat it, you know, very soon after Tzeisak HaChoven. And therefore, most things, even if you put it raw, even if you turned off the flame, even if you're hoping to get chalom, it still wouldn't be ready by the time most people want to serve it. Of course, and that's why even nowadays we have this heter. Especially, keep in mind, number one, most people want to eat the main course right away. It's only a meat of people who are Chassidish Rebbes would like to chill. And even if we're wrong, according to Chazon Ish, it's a local, and according to the Rambam, for sure, he says, even a Yerek, he says it is a local of the Kula. So therefore, we have many stuff to rely on. And if someone still wants to use the Heter of Deir Chaisa nowadays, they can still use the Heter of Deir Chaisa nowadays, even though the Orcha Shabbos doesn't like it. Bottom line. Okay. Let's go a little by dirt. What did we not discuss so much yet? Gor v'katum. Right? So what does Gorah v'katum mean? So first of all, we have to ask, what is the Hagdara of Gorah? Like, literally, we know what Gorah means. What does the word mean? You rake the coals. But what's the machlokas? And
out of the fingers.
Exactly. Where do you rake them to? What's the clue of the Ran? The Ran or the Balamor say? You just rake them to the side. What's his Raya? His Raya is Hammer. Hammer is usher even if it's Garth. Why? Shemechatem. Hold on. If you stuffed all the coals outside, how can we possibly make Xer in the Tanner? There is nothing to be coated. Right? So there must still be coals inside. So how can we garf and still be coals inside? So the Ran said, like the Malamor, it must be to the side. So says the Ran and the Rasah, that's the Malamor, Goreif with Studden. However, that's a big Kiddush. I understand. If you sweep all to the side, then you're not as good for juicy feet as if they were all over. You know, they cover each other and they probably end up going out, whatever. But still, it's full of coals. The Pashup shot is, what does everyone else say? You sweep them out. That's the Rambam and the Torah. Says the Rambam and the Torah, go raise the chutz, meaning you get rid of them. Who does the Machaber Paschal like? Says the Mechaber, where is this? Elokei Gorat Dain Shehol Tzi Mimena Kol HaGachol. You take out all the Gacholim. That is the Mechaber. Says the Mechaber, like the Rambam, you take out all the Gacholim. If you take out all the Gacholim, then why we gozer on a Tanur Korif? So, right? What's his proof? His proof. The Ram knew this was a bit of a hitch. He said his proof. The proof is Asur v'shachos al tanur gorf. So it must be there's still coals. How do you answer this for the Rambam Dime? Exactly. Even though the Mechaber says you have to be multi all the coals, coals mean be normal, right? We believe in being normal. We mean you get every single coal. There still might be one or two coals left. I got the Rashba at a different answer. I don't know if this made any sense. The Rashba says a tanner is so hot that even if there's no coals left, it can be confused with an oven that has coals in it, and therefore the next time you might do shehiya with coals and not to do garb. Like a tanner is so hot without coals that you might say, oh, it's so hot, and then next week you'll put it someplace so hot with coals, and the next week you'll be cold. Okay, Ron thinks that's too dumb. So what's the answer? So what is the answer? The Rashba says, Zera atu yeshbu gecholim. Kevan bicham kol kach. It's so hot you make it. It's like zero and zero. Okay, somebody make zero and zero. Even a ton of gorf is also you might confuse it with a ton of with holes in it, and then come to be hotel. He's raised the Rambam. And the Rambam is what's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, right? Where's the Mishnah Berurah quote the Rambam? In what? Okay. Beis, he says, Neisha gorf in a gorf al rova ishat when he efshar shul shar nitzos echad. Means you have to try to get them all out. But you're going to have to be something left in there. Their tanners were not like, you know, not like turning it all on and off. How do you sweep everything? How do you sweep? You ever try to clean, a barbecue pit? Sweep everything out. That EFSHAR, the HOTSI, oh, I guess, you get out all the big holes. There's still a little piece here and there. And since the tanner is so hot, even a tiny little piece here and there, still you can hook the gecholim and make your oven hot. So this is what the Mishnah Berurah assumes. Like the Rambam, that real gorf means you remove all the coals. So why are the coals in the tanner? See, when you remove all the coals, there's a little bit left. So the Ran would say that the sea is kotzum. Kotzum, you couldn't be kotzum. That's where somebody don't need guard. Right. Or has kadas, which is our next lucky run. Let's go to kotzum for a second. Kotzum. Kotzum means literally, right? Kitma is ashes. It means you cover it with ashes. In the old days, I don't know if people do this now. Probably not. But. How would they put out fires in the old days? Right, oh, very good. Right, what do we do nowadays? You want to put out, right? Remember, you don't put out a bonfire by cold water and for some reason for that, right? We have adults put out bonfires. So Shmuel says very well, but okay, in the old days, what if they didn't have sand? No problem, put ashes on it. Dead ashes are like sand. You put like fine particles, it puts out the fire. So therefore, basically, you put out the fire and you leave all the coals right where they are. You just douse the coals with ashes, says the Mechaber. What's his lashon? Let's read his lashon. Okatam da'imisha kisa gecholim be'efer lema'it hola. You cover them with ashes to lower the heat. How much do you have to cover them? So the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah quote from the Ran is based on Yerushalmi. The answer of Lichtom Anche Nicker Shamech Tao, read from the Mishnah Berurah, we like the Mishnah Berurah, who says in Sifkatan Yudalit, Hainu Kolon Yecholim, you have to cover all of them. Ain't sort of like much a nick or some ish cloud. You don't have to do it until there's no fire left at all, right? Because if a coal shoe be loyal to the side, even a coal shoe layer is actually good enough. Because, as the round says, because it lowers the heat, even if it doesn't eliminate the heat, lowering the heat is good enough. And then, even if, let's say something goes wrong, right? You cover it with ashes, but some of these coals have a little more pentola, whatever in them, than you think, and they somehow burn away the ashes on top of them and get back to where they were. It's still water. That's what it says in the Gemara. So let's put Kato. That's going to be very important. Kato. It means, first of all, afilu shechva daka, right? Even a very thin layer of ashes is good enough, even though you didn't extinguish them. And then the finish is, even if it burns through them and undoes what you did, that is still water. Now, this is a little controversial. Actually, how is this controversial? If you look in Rabbi Kiva Eger here, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, well, first let's look at the Shaar Tzion. Says the Shaar Tzion, Hine betosos. We can look at the Shaar Tzion Yud Zayin. Sorry, Shaar Tzion on this. I was just reading you the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Daled. And says the Shaar Tzion Yud Zayin, Hine betosos isal chati roots according to one answer, tosos. Deba ofen zeinu motor rakness bashakol sorghum sam fi yafelo. That, you know what, if it's huvara, but now there are strong coals again. So this is only a partial heter. If it was already at least in Mavusha called Sarko, just the sam fi yafelo. But it wasn't yet Mavusha called Sarko. Aser kevan de huvara. Then it's, again, huvara is aser. But we didn't quote the Summer of Tosos because it's 2 days in Tosos and Safag Rabban Lakula, and he doesn't even need this because the Ramban points out that's only 2 days of Tosos. But the Ramban, the Chidushiran, and the Ritva don't even have 2 days. They say Pashim, it's at their Gomer, so it's not even a Safag. It's like all the Rishonim say Uber is totally Mutter. And Tosos has 2 days, maybe it's totally Mutter, maybe it depends on how cooked it was. So then, for sure, we don't pass it, right? Rabbi Kiva Eger is not as convinced, says Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Magen Avraham Sefer Gemal. I told some Rashba Daikin Dafkeling Spashkol Sarko Habakik Tumo Pachli Zelo Habakik Tumo. Being this lapsus, you Pachli Huber Habakik Tumo Cholmidly. Okay, that's based on the Tosos there. This lapsus means it just got a little higher flame, but not totally. Like burned away the ash a little, but not totally. Then it's butter. Okay, so Rabbi Kiva Eger sounds like he is Machmir. In this huvara, here we have a machlokas, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. This is only a partial heter. What's partial heter? Nisbashel called sarko mutter, lo nisbashel called sarko usser. Meaning, obviously, it's only for Sfarga. Sfarga, you say it's usser, it's nisbashel sarko and it's some bravo. So if it's not a nisbashel sarko, it's some yukolo, there's a small pressure. Huvara's mutter. The big pressure, Huvara's mutter. I want to come back to that. But says the Mishnah Berura, as he explains, and he says this based on Tosos the Rashba. You know, one day in Tosos the Rashba. There's only one day, and how about the Ramban and the Rish of the Ramban? So it's only one day out of two in minority of the show. We can't be back that way. It's a Kiddush against Bashar Shah the Gemara. He says, no, this is a total heter. Okay, I want to come back to that in a moment to analyze the lumpus of that. Let us, let's ask, let's get into the, let's ask one other question, then we'll get into, maybe two other questions, then we'll get into some of this, about Katum. What do we do now with Beach for Katum? No one puts ashes, you ever see anyone put ashes on there? I'm not sure how healthy it would be. Put ashes on your modern day appliance, gas or electric appliance. What do we do nowadays for Gurfakatum? What? A blech, right? Remember a blech? Tinfoil
same idea. We cover it with a piece of metal. Right? In the old days, everyone know what a bluff is? It's just this rectangular or square sheet of metal that you would put on an old-fashioned gas stove. And it just covered it. Right? So we cover it with a piece of metal. Is covering it count as katum? Interesting question. It's not a cover, it's not a layer of ashes, it's a covering of metal. Does a covering of metal, does a kisoy count as katum? The Gemara never discussed this. Right? But nowadays, no one's going to use ashes. Right? And, you know, just like turning the knob down a little, I don't think anyone thinks that's katum. Right? Because, like, all positions of the knob are just different ways of cooking. Nothing special about it. Katum is putting out the fire. Okay, so what about what we do nowadays? Which is, we just cover it. So look at the first bir alecha. Litein aleha. Hainu al gav hakira. Aleha. There's, we'll see in Sefeis, in the different scene, al gava and tocha. You can put something in the kira or on the kira. Or top, you know, etc. What does it mean? If I'll grow kubah instead. One. It's basically the size that fits one pot. But there are two ways you can put a pot in there. You could put a pot just on the bottom of the kira. That's called toho. Or you could put a pot algaba on the kira. Now, what's a little unclear is, how do you put a pot on the kira? Meaning, if a pot fits into the kira, that means the kira is a little wider than a pot. So how do you put a pot on the kira? So maybe you put like narrow pots in the kira and wide pots on the kira. Or maybe it means you close the kira and put a pot on the next normal wooden pot. Right? So
where is the fire?
Oh, the fire. I should have saved the fire. Here is my kira. Here is my fire. That's the fire. Coals, right? And remember, when I bake bread, do I put the bread down on the coals? What would happen if I put the bread down on the coals?
No more bread.
No more bread. How do you bake bread in those days? You stick it on the side. That's why you stick bread to the side. So you don't put it on the bottom. Put it on cooking in a pot, which is the classic piece. Bread is actually the next. Here we're talking about pots. I put the pot down on the coals. Pots can go on coals. They won't get ruined if you put the pot on coals. I don't know about any pots, but their pots would not get ruined if you put them on coals. Maybe they're empty yesterday. Crap. So full pot. Fine. So toho means I put the pot inside. Algabo means I put the pot on top.
You don't have another pot.
No. Usually they do either or.
Why can't
it doesn't sound like they used to do that. Maybe there's some good reason why it wouldn't say this. So it could be that somehow they use wider pots on top, or maybe that it had a covering. So let's look at this first for your law. Hainu al gava kira. The gava nikri obi dachnos hakira. Kolshke neged cholo hakira milamala. It could be perched on the wall, which is a little weird, maybe, or just on top of the chalal, on top of the empty space. What if the kira is covered? So how do you put things on top? What would you think is most normal? You put things on top. You put them on the cover. That's still called on the kira. That's usser. Basically, what is saying in Rashi? Rashi thinks that this is also, that's the garfa katum. That's just on, that's what it means not to put on a kira. You don't put on a kira, means on the roof of the kira, on the lid of the kira. That's not garfa katum, that's called ala kira. But, achmi diver ramember, gimel of adal shkos, ve'im mishano sol agave, ish mishabes, ve'chuli ayin shan, mash v'chord l'agave, kisoy im mechal agave, de'efsher du kamoshim, kisoy v'cholam be'efer, darmin, v'stama shubi siyam, like, etc. What does he want to say? The Rambam? That he wants to say the Rambam holds differently. Rashi says on the cover is that is nothing garfa katam. That's classic Shahia. But he wants to say the Rambam sounds like only if it's exposed to the fire is it classic Shahia. If there's something blocking the fire, that's not classic Shahia. Why not?
Because that's like Kotsu. Who cares if the ashes intervene between your pot and the fire, or the lid of the Kira intervene between your pot and the fire? Since there's something between your pot and the fire, therefore, that's not considered Shkia. Rather, it's considered Garuf, not Garuf, rather, it's considered Kotsu. Because what does he say? A Mishano Sol Gabe Ha Eish Mishanis. He doesn't say Mishan al-Gabe Kira. Mishan al-Gabe al-Gabe Ha'ish. And even though he doesn't explicitly talk about covering it with a piece of metal or any other material, but nonetheless, al-Gabe Ha'ish, so then the Miralocha wants me to die a Machlokes. What about this case? Rashi is very clear that that is considered total Shehiya Asura. Again, if there's Gephas and Eitzim inside, and if it's Boshel, Lo Boshel, you know, etc. So what do you say in this case? Rashi would say that is Shehiya, while the Rambam doesn't say explicitly, but he assumes the Rambam would say this is considered Eish Katon. No, that's an Eish Katon because it's covered. Okay, so is this considered Eish Katon, or is it considered normal Shehiya in the Machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi, according to the Bir Halacha? Rashi is pretty explicit. The Rambam is his diuk. So how do we paskin? Fascinating question. How do we paskin? Do we paskin like the Rambam, or do we paskin seemingly like Rashi? So what does he say here? He doesn't. Then he says, look later on in the Rambam, who sounds differently. And then he says, Tzurchiyon. Okay? And he leaves the Rambam a little bit, but Tzurchiyon certainly leans towards Rashi. The Chazan Ish certainly leans towards Rashi. And in the Mishnah Brura, let's see what the Mishnah Brura says. Turn to Sifkatan, Hey Aleph, Alpi Akira. That's pay Aleph. Ulafize, who had been gambit on her shalom chase with Sophon Gamkin shirt that he'll malagam as he was all the time. You could put something on the roof of the oven because it's blocking. Came on ZMF, see, given a clear beta H, who had been, etc., etc. Achim, my real Isa, Sarklaf, Shoma Lamaziva, the Isa H, Odaf, the Kera, the Yasimak, the Ra, Aleha, the Chain, Machra, Sofa, Simen, Barama. Okay, so. We'll come back to that. There's a lot to come back to in that Mishnah Berurah Pe'al. What does he say? It seems like you can put on the roof of the oven, but the Maril says no. You have to put something else on the roof of the oven, right? A kera, something to be different. The pashup shot is being machri like Rashi. The pashup shot there is. I know there is no mechazara, not a shiya. Soon, mechazara and shiya. Well, after all, where's the Mishnah? According to Ananya, it sounds like he's being machria like Rashi against the Rambam, and in the Bir Halacha here, it sounds like he's leaning towards Rashi, leaving the Rambam sort of Eon. The Pashup Shah is there are really three deus lamaskar. The Pashup Shah is in the Mishnah Brura, the Pashtos, the Mishnah Brura, and the Bir Halacha is Kirashi. But why is this not considered covering the fire? Because that's the normal place to put it, right? You need to cover it with something that's not normal. Like when you put ashes on it. It's not normal to put ashes on it when you want to use your oven. That's when you're leaving the campsite. Kirashi uba'inan kisoy eino matsoy sham tamid. You need a cover that's not always there. The Chazan Ish is super macro on this. Says the Chazan Ish, he says, like Rashi, Uba'inan Shnei Kisuyin. What is Rashi's part? One cover is not enough. Katam needs two covers, like the Maharil and the Mishnah Berurah Pei Aleph. That's a big finish. Says one cover is not enough. After all, you often cover a fire and you put something on that. You need two covers. In which case, the Orach HaShabbos points out, the blech that I grew up with, which it doesn't work when it has an ish,
even though the Shabbos knows that's against getting strong, said, oh, a blef is considered an ishkata? According to the Chazanish, it's not. But he doesn't pass it. According to the Chazanish, a blef is no good. Because there's only one cover, you need two blefs. Or anything you cover with silver foil, tinfoil, whatever is no good, you need two covers. Okay, so according to this, a blef is no good. Rav Ovadia is super makel the other way. Rav Ovadia, this was in the brackets, not in the brackets, even. This is on the Makor sheet, right? Yichavidas, Felik Bez, Hey. In Yichavidas, Felik Bez, Simon Mem Hey, he says, like the Rambam, even a normal cover counts as, meaning it's not some portion of the Rambam. The Pirlach says, and certainly later on the Rambam does that. Here he says, only on the ish is a problem, implying that if you covered the ish with anything, that would be mutter. But then later on, excuse me, he says, maybe, well, even if it's covered, there's a shash. Okay, there's easy, there are easy ways to answer it. In any case, it's not so boorish. He says, like the Rambam, he says, any cover is good enough. Even a normal cover. Kol kisoy chashiv ke'esh katom. Even a normal cover. Okay, if it's covered, that's not on the fire. It's a big chiddush, like, but if that's a normal way to cover, why would there be no shemichat? That's what Rav Avadya says, even though he doesn't explain the svara, and then he goes even further. She says, even if it's built in, not only if it's normal, even if it's attached and built in, that counts as an ish kato. Therefore, he says, anything where, like, the heating element is covered by a piece of metal, that's called ish kato, because you can't see the fire. The fire is blocked. Even if, like, all screwed in to be one piece. Like, he says, a panta is an ish kato. Because after all, the fires and the wires, and those wires are covered by him. That's a crock pot also. And a crock pot also, a crock pot would be an ish katzim for him, right? Because if I understand correctly the way crock pots work, the metal that you can see is not what gets hot. That's covering the wires inside that get hot. That metal is not the, I don't think it's the element that gets hot. I think it's under that. Right? So he's confirming that. As someone who is disassembled and assembled crockpots. Anyway, the mice, according to this, a crockpot is automatically an ish kato. That's a radical move. It's not only normal, it's like that's the only way to use it. Nonetheless, he says, anytime you can't see the fire, now that's unlike an electric stove. An electric burner, like something like worse than electric burners, you can't see the fire because that circle is actually what lights on fire. So that wouldn't be cut. But if you have a crock pot where it's covered by another piece of metal, then that would be, you know, I don't know if they make, I don't know if they have ovens where the fire is covered. They might. If there is an oven and you can't see the fire because it's like under a piece of metal, most of modern ovens are like that. Whoa, okay. So then we're allowed, you would say that's an ish cut. I don't know the spark. I really don't understand for the life of me the svara of this Rav Avadia. If you want to say maybe what the Rambam meant is he just thought it was not normal to put it something. You know, even if you wanted to say this is considered ish kato, maybe you could just say history approach. You know, when the argument is cut off. It's a radical.
Well, you always come to still cold that you see.
You only come still cold that you see, I guess is the answer. You're right. After all, don't imagine, we keep thinking you might turn up the knob. That wasn't their statement. The series might smoke the coals. And if you can't see it, they weren't coals. Okay, that's a good point. If you can't see it, they weren't coals. Oh, nowadays you turn a knob. Okay, so nowadays they wouldn't have made the series in the first place. You're only doing it because it's a low plug in the old days. Okay, so good. So according to this, a crock pot, a hot plate, that's a pot, right? Or some ovens are considered katam, h katam, big chiddush. According to the Pasha Mishnah, a blef is called an h katam, and according to Chazon Ish, even a blef
is not an H katum. Okay, halacha l'maisa. Again, I don't know. Most people always follow Rav, you always follow Rav, and that's a different thing. You know, if someone did it in the event, you want to rely on. Because a blef is something that's weird that Jews just put on for Shabbos. That's not a normal way to use that stuff.
No one's put that up.
What do you mean? Well, people, how do caterers keep things warm?
You're warm, you're funny.
I know. That's okay. That's a good point. But let's forget about that for now. No, what I mean to say is that you're right. That even if you're not on the plateau, you have a different story to be thinking about. Because you don't cook on the plateau with or without. But next, it's covered. You're not saying the fire is covered. That's not your reason. You're saying he might be right about plateaus for a different reason, which he also points out in that shuba. But I'm talking about this reason, right? Halacha l'maisa, we passed it. Like, again, always good to have a shuba. Like the pastor's mission, we're in Be'alif, it all depends on normal, what not. If something is normal, then you can't call that katum. Katum means you do something out of the ordinary, like putting on blech for Shabbos, similar to the old days when they put ashes. No, I think an electric stove, the heating element is that circle where you put the pot.
It's not what it asks.
What?
I'm super stupid. You can see what it looked like.
Is that covered by glass or not?
Ceramic is the ones by the raised.
The ones that are raised are not covered at all. The ones that are flat, maybe there's something under the glass that's really covered. So it's covered by glass, but still it's covered. I don't know, maybe Ravadi would say that. I mean, Ravadi didn't have those. Those are relatively new. Maybe he would say that it's called katum. There's no research here. We'll say an induction stove, right? What about an induction stove where there's no fire at all? How did an induction stove? There's no, now,
even the induction cup.
Really? Now, just to be fair, the big problem with induction stoves or whatever they invented on Shabbos is that you can't take the pot off. Because that turns off the appliance, right? Because it senses when the pot is off. When you put a pot on it,
it goes off.
You put it on timer to go off before you want to remove your ashes. So would that be a sort of shikia on an induction stove? And you set the timer, turn it off the gangway so that you don't have to break the circuit by taking off the pot. Some of them probably have built some timer. Or you can put a Shabbos box. That's a great question. I never thought of it before. Nirlamiya's dati that it would not be befall the Isser Shia because there's no fire, right? We mentioned earlier, we discussed H. There's not even an H there. If there's not even an H, then it's hard to say this within the Xero Shia. There's no H. Or the Xero Shia is only when there's an H. Options.
It's normal to come.
What?
Here we only need a bishop.
Okay, but if there's no, but who says that the Kseira applies to something that's not an Ashi, normal to cook? Kseira Shemichat v'gechol, not Mesek v'mashal, right? So Shemichat v'gechol. So they were, who says they mean Kseira Shemichat v'gechol on something that doesn't even have a fire? Meaning it's enough to say that the Kseira applies to Panazera when we never stoke our coals. You can say that there goes our own fires, whether it's fires that you stoke or fires that you don't. But to say there were goes are non-fires, it's a big finish. I don't know. I haven't seen this in the post. My intuition is that there would be no Isser Shehiya on an induction stove. However, you better make sure it goes off because when you remove your pot, it turns off the electricity. So you have to take that into account. But Pashtus, now this, Pashtus, you would think that there's no, I don't know if it's the interpreter should talk about it. Induction? Shehiya and Chamei Tveria, so what do they say? That's a good point. What about Shehiya and Chamei Tveria, right? Now, Chamei Tveria, that's Toldo Tachama, right? If we assume it's called a sakhava, then maybe that would be similar. Who's there? From the Mishnah Brura, Shen Yud Ches. Again, it's not necessarily, if that says mutter, it's not necessarily approved. What was Shen Yud Ches what? But, Laha Shos on Chamitvari Me'er Shabbos is mutter. Okay. I'm still not sure that's a good proof, because there you can't turn it up. Here you can turn it up. That's not such a good proof. If we would have said usher, that would be a good proof. That says mutter, it's not a good proof. I'm intellectually honest. Anyway. What? But again, that's not a good proof, because those are all things you can't turn up. You can't turn up induction stuff top. Right? But on the other hand, it's not an ish. So do you say since you can turn it up, they were gozer? No, they wouldn't have been gozer in any of our appliances. Just because they set holes, which were an ace. So they were only my face. Ace lion. My intuition is that it's mutter, but I don't know what the post would say to this technology. Even the Jewish.
But if Rebbe would be my, just to push the other way, if Rebbe would be my fear, this touches. Still. Either.
And you can turn it off.
But then you could turn up an induction stove. And if it's about turning
it on, you could say, or goes an electric stove is an ish, an induction stove is not.
Rebbe, Rebbe's saying bad since it's turning up. And it's, there's no fire.
That's
still
my stopping. On the one hand, you say there goes on anything you could turn up. Or maybe they're only going to turn ish. They have anything with this. Ish, stop. Rebbe, ish, nothing.
Nurse, we are recording on this thing. Ask her, Ari Libus, about Shia in an oven. Not that the oven's unplugged for them, just the oven's off because the dial's turned off. And he's quoted said, Rav Shachter said that there's no Shia, there's no Shia. Even though you can turn it up.
You can turn it on. That's still not such a good proof for me. Once you turn it off,
no
that's
fire.
It's not necessarily the same. Okay. Unless, depending on exactly what Rav Shachter's far was, but then it's already leashed by now. Let me just point out one or two other details before we get into some of the alumnus. Two details I wanted to point out. Number one is the Mishnah Brura says that the Beforish Gemara in Sifkatan. In Yadalid, Od Amr, Od Isa, the cold Sha'am were wearing Kitabah. If the cold went out on their own, not they're not having, but they died down on their own, that's considered like Kotor. Because since you didn't stoke them before Shabbos, you showed that you want them to go out. So that's also that one more detail of Kotor. That Gecholim Sheh equals Katan. If they, again, we don't have that nowadays, but we don't use coal so much. But if the coals like they just die out, doesn't mean they're not hot anymore. But they're dying out and you don't keep them going, that counts like Katan. Meaning you can have a passive Katan. The last thing I want to just discuss is Garf and Katan for both, not just Garf. Garuf Bekatam.
What does Amru mean again?
They die down.
They're still like,
they're still hot, but they're not flaming hot.
If one would stoke them, they would agree.
Then they would go. You mean they get like, what color do they get?
They're grayish.
No, first they get white, and then they get dark. They either look down, they got dark gray. And you could have made them white again, but you didn't. Okay, le kedera shalonis bashla kemachal ben drusai. Does garf akatam help even for something that's less than machal ben drusai? Or does it only help when it's also at least machal ben drusai? What does the Mechaber say? The Mechaber says, in the special Ketasmo, in the special Kol, well, we can really look when he quotes Hanaka. The Yesh Omrim, etc. Below Huzgur group of Ketuma, you don't need a group of Ketuma for Kananya. Beshehisko, the special Lo Yel Macho Ben Rusai, when it's less than Ben Rusai. For Kananya, you can need it when it's less than Macho Ben Rusai. So the Mechaber obviously holds that. Then it's Mutter. Mutter, if it's less than Machl, even less than Machl than your son, you might say you have so much pressure. Even Gar for Cotton won't stop you from Kitu Bikhalim. No. Even if you have a lot of pressure, it's still a Hetter. Why might you have a Hafling to disagree with this? What deer would you make for the Gemara to disagree with this? Why would you have a deer for the Gemara to go against the Machaber? Why would you think maybe less than Machl than your son, nothing helps? Just Isser Gar. Someone said it last time. I forget who it was. What does the Mishnah say? Ki Rashi Sikor Bakashu Dvara, you can put. You can't put unless you're going for no sinasa ether, which is Kotin. Right? Ether is Kitva. Now, the Gemara says maybe that's the Chachamim and you need Garfa Katam Lashachos. Or maybe it's Chananya. According to Chananya, why do you need Garfa Katam? Lahask. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? It's the Shachos. Just for the Chachamim, you need Garba Kata until it's fully cooked, or even if it's fully cooked, it's out of the Yahalon. For Chananya, you need Garba Kata, but it's less than God's gift, less than Achav and Yusai. Why do Gemara have to say Chananya was Lahasi? So one answer is Lahaska. That's what the Chachamim says. Chachamim says with the Chananya, Yesh Omer, Chachal, and Spach, Gomach, and Yusai, etc. Bojo, Lashos, will be keep up. Below Huskar Gufa Ketuma, you know when you need Garfa Kaltim Kashuk Baba? Either A, Shehisko is Bashu Lokil Machu Nersai, for less than Nersai, or B, Bechim, they need not look there, may love a last year for Hazara. You know, the garment is Garfa Hanania, the Mishas for Hazara, or less than Machu Nersai. Or Rabbi Yoda makes a deal, he says no. Rabbi Yoda says, from the fact that Gemara said, according to Hanania, the Mishnah is Lahasir, that proves that the Mishnah is not Lahashos for Hanania. It's this kind. Rabbi Yoda says it must be that Garva Kotam is only for Lahasir, not for Lashahos. Why not? Because you know what? If it's less a Maham in your son, you have so much pressure, even if it's Garva Kotam, it'll be Kotam. And that's quoted by Rabbi Kiva Eger here. Quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger in the third Rabbi Kiva Eger, I think. In the third Rabbi Kiva Eger says, okay, that's not our topic. The Shulchan says pasha to the loy gil machmen nishai mahani grufu ketuma. Even the Chachamim, he said if it started cooking, grufu ketuma helps. He didn't say only if it's half or a third. Right? Ain't a baru. He said it's not clear that the Mechaber's right. The Mashakas of Rosh Mashim Rebbe Yona, the Ma, the Katani in Solon, the Kamathi, she told him to Mach Benersai, Isa Ben Kanani Ben Rabbanan, will Rabbanan be Goruf? That the Rebbe Yona says, according to the Harebi, do we call him up after Group of Tuma, but in a Shitsula Kamach Ben Rusai, even if it is Grufu Ketuma, it's still only much if it's at least Machu Ben Yusai. So why does Grufu Ketuma help for Hananya? Not for less than Machu Ben Yusai. It doesn't help. Not for more than Machu Ben Yusai, because you don't need it. Only for Chazara. Taka, that's what the Gemara says. For Isi Barash, Mechidusha Reish Perakir, the Mestapik Bazem Mahani Grufu Ketuma for Machu Ben Yusai, the Dilma Yishlomit Yob Daiti Tfei, the Chashin on the Chitoi. Maybe he's very worried and we're afraid of Chitoi. Okay, the Rashba was Sufik and was Mekel. Right? He says, what about Hagasa? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, he wants to be Machba for two reasons. Eger, but he goes against the Rashba. It's been diet for the Gemara that you're so nervous if you bless a Machamim Dursai, even Garfa Kata doesn't help.
you'll still do it. And B, he says, I'm not your test. On the days, the Gemara says, why aren't you making savor? You can't leave your semer in the yoreh, the pot, like dying, because you might stir it. You might stir it. And the Rosh, but they're explained, well, once it's machmir on your side, then you're not chayav for stirring. Applying that, but machmir on your side, chayav for stirring. In which case, which even if we're not kosher, she'll stoke the coals. Which we kosher, she'll stir it. What's the machmir side? So Rekina Eger has two reasons why he wants to be machmir. That even Garba Kaltan doesn't help, it's less than machmir on your side. That is Rabbi Kiva Eger. Do we paskin like Rabbi Kiva Eger? The Mechaber clearly doesn't. Takes it as the most dumber posture in the world. That we don't paskin like this. Like this Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Bir Halacha, it's not clear what he's trying to say. If you look in the Bir Halacha, I know there's a lot of Bir Halachas in this Se'if, but the fourth last Bir Halacha, it's very short. Dimrasel Ela Shehiskos Vashem Lugia, I am Chidush Rabbi Kiva Eger, Shekhazim Din the Eno Barber. Yesh Poskim Sober, and Dafilu Gurbu Kimolo Mahani goes after. It's not clear what the Bir Halacha means past. Look at Rabbi Kiva Eger, says it's not Barber because some Poskim are Mach. Yeah, they're a video. How does it mean? It's Poskimming. He's just making a ha'arei, not passing it. Chagre, he's just saying it's not so kosher. You know, maybe hinting that there might be room to be machmir, but the Rabbi Akiva Eger, and who would you, consistent, who's on the side of the machmir? The Rashba, even though Rabbi Akiva Eger doesn't like it. But who says usher? Rabbi Akiva Eger, and who is he based on? Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah says, up, it's more chomer. You're under such pressure, nothing will stop you from quoting the Gechal, from feeding the Gechal. Not to mention the fact you might stir it. Okay, Lemaisa, it seems to be possible like the Machaber, even though the Paralach mentioned Rabbi Akiva Eger. It sounds like maybe he's hinting that it might be nice to not that you can, but not the Eger. The Eger can pull like the Machaber. That that Garfa Kotzim helps even if something is only a quarter cooked and it's not yet machmir on your side. Okay, yeah, it's nice to be machmir, maybe. Maybe that's what he means too. The Bir Halacha means the hint. But Lamaisa, he doesn't say we pass like very good Eger, it just says not so far, it's a focus. But most Achronim assume like machaber that it is still mutter even less than machmir on your side. Oh, why aren't we afraid that you come to stoke the coals? Okay, it's garbage. We'll stop you from stoking the coals, even if there's a lot of pressure. Why aren't we afraid that you might stir? Hagasah, like the Gia from Dafyukas, when we say Seira Shemiyagis. And the only answer was that was like sealed shut. So we can stir it. Shut, why aren't we afraid that you stir it? What the machel? If it's less than machel, then you're sight. it is, even the Rashba himself wasn't afraid of this, because Rabbi Akiva Eger wants to bring, oh, we see from the Rashba you should be afraid of this, but the Rashba himself was not afraid of this. Okay, so really really, you have to just say that there are many other answers that Rishonim give for why we're not worried about Shemai Gosa. For example, the Ramban says you only chayav for stirring it once, and most of our pots we already stirred once before Shabbos, or that one wasn't Garba Katam. It's Garba Katam that'll remind you not to do Hagasa, or they're only afraid of Hagasa by the dying bull, which needs a lot of stirring to get the color in, but by foods you don't have so much pressure. For Agassa. So there are many other answers to Rabbi Akiva Eger's Kasha against Kasha. At least they can say he might stir it. The answer is no. Maybe only stirring once the rice and not stirring a second time. Maybe the Gravata and Shonen. Maybe you only feel pressure to stir dying wool. But food is not such pressure to stir it. Or maybe the Garba Kata will remind you not to stir it.
Although, mind you, I can hear.
Correct, and that's the real. That's why the Machaber couldn't agree. Since the Machaber thinks, especially even after Machaber's side, then the whole thing just then it's impossible to say that. Correct.
That's why the macabre doesn't agree with this. Show the oral while about this, they get tons of answers. Not amazing. Bottom line. Now let's make a hakira. But I mean, it's full help. The hakira is this. Why does Garuf Makatum help? Why does Garuf Makatum help? Okay. Why does Garuf Makatum keep you from doing Chitu Vigachal? Anyone? It's a hacker, meaning it looks different. You go, you either see the coals are removed. You come to some of the coals and say, hey, where are the coals? I think there might be a few left, but where are they all from? Ah, Shabbos. Or you say, hey, why are they covered with ashes? Ah, Shabbos. So it's a hacker that reminds you not to do chitoy v'gechol.
That's one shot. Is that what? Mishnah Berurah says? The Mishnah Berurah says the heifer where? Yeah.
So she's
Sif Daito means hacker?
Meaning you're going to be, because you do it and you're doing this, therefore you're going to be Sif Das, you know?
What is Sif Das? What?
It's similar idea of like a psychological
thing. That's
something. Okay, let me read you a Rambam. Says the Rambam. You listening? So you're listening? Okay. Perikim al halacha dalet. Ready? Lefikach im garaf ha'esh osha kisa esh hakira be'efer ben oris pishna daka osha om l'gacholam sharein kim echusos be'efer osha yisbo b'kash v'bava v'gloli b'eva daka sharein shal v'kod moros or izim motu l'shas l'lema. Why? Shari yisiyach daikim izo atashol. You took your mind off this hashem. You've taken your mind off it. You're not worried about hooking this hashem a lot. Then he goes and shemichat ba'esh. What does yisiyach hadas mean? It means that, what is Hesed Hadas? You took your mind off it. Meaning, before Shabbos, you did Garuf Makatum. And psychologically, if you do Garuf Makatum before Shabbos, what does that mean? That means that I don't need it to cook so much. After all, I ruin the heat. Ruining the heat, you take your mind off it. If you took your mind off it, you're not nervous anymore. You're not pressured. If you have no pressure, you're not going to come from the Chal Shabbos.
You're going to say two different things. One of them, you put in the heat. Yeah, two different things.
How do we get it? How do we get it? Has
because he was going to get a quarter of the We got the dike to the low boy and the fall.
Exactly. We got the das that he doesn't need there. Everyone swept him out.
What would that mean? That would be done. Meaning, if I got rid of all, if I got rid of all the heat, it's not the thing. We got the set.
That's still a little mess. Says, so thin because I was megalodas that I don't need the gachal. But I covered that with megalodas. Basically, it's psychological trap. It's psychological trap. It's like saying, let go before Shabbos. Once I let go before Shabbos, I'm not pressured anymore. Says the guest of Mishnah. He says, no, there's another shot out there. As a matter of fact, if you have a Frankel Rambam, you know, they have a Gos Ramach on the side. You ever see another Frankel Rambam? So the regular Rambams don't have them. The Ketz of Mishnah always quotes. Says the Ketz of Mishnah, Kosvar Ramach, Sarech Ian, Heyach Yisiyach Daito. Shari V'Daito, like, what has Chadas is this? You want to eat it. It needs to be ready. What kind of has Chadas is this? Remember, this is talking about your dinner food, not your lunch food. Your lunch food, just because they were Chaisa, no problem. You want to eat it. How does it has Chadas? Says, no, you're just yotzizaying something. That's not Heskadas. Adrapa. You're more nervous now because Chazal made you put ashes on it, and now you're really nervous. So he says, it's not Heskadas at all. Shari b'dayto lachlo b'laylo. Milo skin de l'tashal achrikita. And what if this is your only food? How can you have Heskadas? This is your only food to eat tonight. There's no Heskadas. Batama nachon, you know what the real reason is? We shouldn't the Ovid cave on the Gara Fokata go asi l'chtuye. The pain pressure of Bosa had Shono. Okay, if you look inside of it, those are Machin and Frankel, the Ovid Hacker.
because you made a hecker, meaning not because you took your mind off before Shabbos, because on Shabbos, when you come to Stoke to Kohl's, you'll see something weird and it'll remind you that it's Shabbos. Meaning it's not because you took your mind off it before Shabbos and you're not nervous. You are nervous, says the Ramah. But even though you're nervous, when you see it on Shabbos and you're about to an Avera, there'll be a reminder not to do the Avera. But guess the Mishnah goes back and defends the Rambam. He says, no. Kim Lula, Rabban, and Kosher Gorf, we say it's not. No. You think that the Dal has a Kadas? The Rabban and has a Kadas. Okay, not folks in psychology. But this is a very, very fundamental Hakira. The Hakira is Gorf, Kotam, Midin, Hes, Kadas, or Midin, Heker? Is it that? You need to have something that on Shabbos when you're about to the Avera will remind you not to. That's called Hecker. Or no, you won't even be about to do it in the first place because you won't even be thinking and be nervous in the first place. You already took your das with it. There are two different ways of understanding Garuf Fit Kotum. Now, someone tell me one thing on this, one din in the Gemara that's on this board that's a good proof that we did Hesha Das and not Hecker.
Kedira Chaisa.
What?
Kedira Chaisa.
No, because Kedira Chaisa is for sure we did Heskadas, but that doesn't prove what Gar Vekotum is. Kedira Chaisa we did Heskadas, but Gar Vekotum, we don't know what din it is. It could be a different din.
Huvara?
Huvara. Huvara. I put the ashes and it burns them away. Ah, once it burns them away, there's no Hecker left. But it's still a Heskadas. Huvara seems to be the best proof of Heskadas. You want to know why? The Rambam said Heskadas, probably because Huvara is the best proof for Heskadas. As a matter of fact, where Moshe asked this question in the long Tshuva, says he holds it's Hecker. Maybe it's more complicated than that. Says if it's Hecker, how does Huvara help? Says no, even Huvara, when you look at it, you see that it was covered with ashes and then burnt. It doesn't look like regular ones. Okay, that's an answer. But the Pashup shot is that Huvara is Midin Heskadas. Now, interestingly, if you want to go back to Rabbi Kiva Eger, which is just one day in Tosos, then maybe this is Tveitinen. If it's the special code Sarko, then Heskadas is good enough. And then Huvara is okay. But if it's not even special code Sarko, then you need a hacker. And then Huvara is not okay. Okay, I don't know, maybe. Maybe that's John. Maybe the Tveitinen court, again, I don't know why I'm blaming the community. It's one day of Tosis. Not like very cute. She's just the one who quoted it, who thought Mahalacha, we should follow it, which is great. But interestingly, it could be this Sveidina in Garfa Kafta. That would be a big finish there, Sveidina. Maybe that's shot in Rabbi Kiva Eger on this Sveidina. If it's not yet cooked, you need a hecker because you're so nervous, nothing's going to take your das off it. And then Huber is on serve. But it's already cooked, it's just the time we got to love. You're not so nervous. A Heskadas is good enough to be not there. Okay, could be Sveidina. Let's just put this out here because there's going to be a tremendous nafgamina. Not just like a nafgamina, habana, how do you understand it then in the Gemara. And therefore, by the way, what is Rabbi for most of this is interesting. I'm not sure exactly. So it's, what if you put a wet on and then it fell off? He says that it's usher, there's no hecker. Oh, yeah, the Heskadas before Shabbos. Yeah, but there's no hecker, so it's usher. How common is that you're wet? You know, you're moving around the paddles and the black holes. Okay, if it's really good, that's got dots. That's just cover of it. Or something like that. That might be tricky. Let's come back to that in a second.
You can just set up a sign.
What?
Sorry, but a sign says Shabbos Kodesh.
Maybe you could put up a sign that says Shabbos Kodesh. Unless you say that, no, you have to. This is similar to the question of, you know, a lot of things. You know, can you serve something that looks like Bas V'Challah, then you put a sign on it, which is controversial. So it could be that maybe you needed the hacker that comes out. But maybe. Let's get back to that in a second. So let me just put a Hakira here. Garuf Bekotam. Again, it's not a Hakira in Zer Chaisa. That's for sure we did Heskadas. That's possible. But this is a different thing. Is it, says the Rambam, Motzer because Pesach Hadas, meaning before Shabbos, or the Ramah, who disagrees, who says, it's me dead, Hecker, Nafgamina is, Huvara, Nika, the Motzer of the Ramah. For the Ramah, the Ibris Moshe answered that
the Igros Moshe answered that a dying nicker haktima. No, you can still see that there was Eichmann there even after Mubarak. Or you could say, like, Rav Yehuda Eiger again. I don't know why I'm saying Rav Yehuda Eiger. It's just one. Maybe Rav Yehuda Eiger will say Dina. That would be a big finish that the word say Dina. Rav Moshe says, this is cute. I don't know how practical it is. But says Rav Moshe, Nafkamina. What about Nafal? How do you say Blech? A blech. Not police thinks it's Yiddish. Then, according to the Rambam, it should be Mutter. Actually, Igros Moshe, who's master for Hacker, says Mutter, because you can't see anything anymore.
Yeah. Well, how do we look at
Chol Sh'amimu? So if you would, we did Hezgadas, makes perfect sense. Since a normal person, if the Gachom or Amamu would have stoked it before Shabbos to keep them going, you didn't. That shows a Hezchadas. No, maybe you have a past Hezchadas, right? Ties into, right, if not picking something from the tree could be Dechiyah B'Yadayim, then maybe this could be Hezchadas. And of course, it's one of the hacker, unless you say, no, Gachom Sh'amamu, or else the hacker. You see it's Gachom Sh'amamu, you see that it's weird. But you're right, it would be a little funny. By the way, what if the Mechaber say? I think there's an Afkamina, which I haven't found in the classic postgame yet. You mean maybe it can, if you put them on the side, that's not a good Hesychadas. I'm not convinced of that, but maybe. You think it's master that way? Okay, maybe. Right? Get there. Garuf. That the Rama we need for the Shitas. But if it was just a hacker, then it would be grateful it's studded. After all, it looks weird, right? Maybe. Okay. By the way, I think there'd be another Nafkamina which is going to affect a lot of things. Says the Mechaber, he says, say that again, Fievel? Lema'i choma. It has to decrease the heat. Here's an interesting question. What if you cover it with silver foil, but you don't decrease the heat? I'm not talking about blech. A blech decreases the heat, right? If you put a blech on your flame, it's not as hot as it used to be, right? But what about, let's say, you line your warming drawer with silver foil, right? But then the warming drawer is still closed, like, all the heat's still there, right? It's not like, if you put a blech on your stove, that blocks some of the heat, it gets wasted, it goes out under the blech, whatever. If you line your, forget about Hatwan and the walls and whatever. You line your crockpot with silver foil and then put the thing right there. You haven't decreased any heat. You line your warming drawer with silver foil, you haven't decreased any heat. According to the Mechaber, who holds like Hezchadas, as we know, in the Kesemesh that he fed on, then that shouldn't help. What's the Hezchadas? It's an alarm and silver foil. It's a great hacker. It's a Kabbalah hacker, right? After all, you look at it, it's so weird. It's like, oh, yeah, Orthodox Jewish Shabbos, for sure. Or Shabbos. It's green Shabbos, being a hacker, but there's no Hezchadas that doesn't take away some of the heat. So that might be a tremendous Nafkamina. What about a kisoy she'eno mema'et hachov? The Mechaber says, nope, you need, what's the lashon? Lema'et homov, which would mean that there's no heter to line something with silver foil if it doesn't decrease the heat. Now, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. It all depends how it's built. But it was just me, the hacker. It would be a good hacker. After all, you covered the fire. The hacker, when you come to do Kiddush with your phone, you'll notice that it's Shabbos. But, so that might be enough Kamina, meaning if you had a crock pot or warming drawer or anything where you covered the silver foil, then it's all squished in and no heat is blocked because the same heat has nowhere else to go, then that wouldn't be garbage Kata. I mean, that wouldn't be Kata, technically, according to the Mechaber.
And by the way, who says the Magen Avraham in Gimel? He says, came into Gila Daitod Loboy Legecholim Saki. He says, Hesvadas, says the Mishmur in Yadalit, Hatam Becholzeh, what's the reason for everything? Came into Gila Daitod Loboy Legecholim Saki. The Mishmur and the Magen Avraham all said, you're Hesvadas, you're Megalanas. Nothing to do with what you see on Shabbos. Before Shabbos, you're Megalanas, that you don't need a big heat. Right? So I think here you would put the Mechaber, the Magen Avraham, and the Mishnah Berurah. I mean, that's basically halacha. Right? It seems to be on the side of Hesach Hadas.
So the Chazon Ish. No?
I'm wondering, meaning maybe for both sides, it's a finish. After all, you think one non-normal cover would take away heat. That would be it. So it might just be that he thinks like Kafka's Rulo Plug. What's the big nafkamina here? Another nafkamina, which is a beautiful Rama and Ramach Lashitasam, is who talked about Tanner? Right? Ari, you said the word Tanner? Right? Does Garfakotam help for a Tanner? Interesting. Machlokas Ramam and Ramach. What? Doesn't the Mishnah say? Almost. What does the Mishnah say? And you don't mean the Mishnah, you mean the Gemara, right? The Gemara says, Tanor Sheikua Bekashu Gbamba Lo Yitin Baby Tobin Lagabo, etc. Kashu Gbamba is not a heter for a time. Now, but what about Dor for Kazu? So the Gemara says, Ubamai, etc., etc., etc. The Gemara seems to imply pretty strongly that Garavakatam is also not a heter for a tanner, but that's not so pasha. If you look in the, I hope I have this Ramah here, the tanner, etc., says the Rambam, the tanner is aser. Even if you cover it up, there's no heter of katam for a tanner. And then also no heter of garf. That's a mainstream, I admit. No heter of garf for katam for a tanner. Now I don't know if the room kasmar ramach. Great, has mission calls as ramach also. So I am hotzi zeh. Where do you get there's no heter of garf for katam for a tanner? Etc. Okay, now the Gemara sounds more like the Rambam, but Lamaisa, the Rambam also knew how to learn. It's a Mefurish Ramach Lishitase. The Mefurish Ramach Lishitase. What about Tanur Goruf? The Rambam Lishitase would say, Aser. Why? Because you know what? A tanner is so hot that even Garfakotam is no Heskadas. Even Garfakotam, your Moshe explains, even Garfakotam, that's still perfect heat for a tanner. The tanner, Garfakotam, is still hot enough. Right? Because it's not enough. If it's not enough, even Garfakotam, that's not a Hezgadas. But the Ramach Lishitase, who even use the words, says much recently, a hecker is a hecker. Who cares how hot it is? I don't care if it's hot. If there's a hecker, there's a hecker. A hecker should work for a tanner also. Okay, so that works very nicely with Lishitase. What? None of these are things that come up every day for us necessarily. What's the big issue for us? The big issue for us is the question of what you have to cover. What do you have to cover? After all, in those days, you covered the coal, which was the heat, and was the place you did Pidui Megechol. Nowadays, what's the problem in our stoves? Let's say the gas stove. The gas is the heat, but the knob is where you would do Pidui Megechol. Do you cover the gas, or do you cover the knob? Great question, right? What do you cover? Do you cover the fire or do you cover the knob? If it's a matter of Hesgadas, what do they do covering the knob? You cover the fire.
Because what are you showing? I don't need a big fire. I only need a little fire. Lois must be how good the fire is. Then Pasha, you should cover the fire. But if it's a matter of a hacker, then wouldn't it be better to cover the knob? After all, if it's a hacker, it would be better to cover the knob. Because when you come to turn it off, you'll see the knob is covered, and it'll remind you it's Shabbos. So,
makes me wonder, has that adopted?
The point of Hesed Hadas is that before Shabbos, you say, I don't want such a big fire. I don't care how hot it is. As far as I'm concerned, it could be not so hot. So if you cover the fire, then it's not so hot. You show me, don't care how hot it is.
Well,
if I cover the knob before Shabbos, I still want it to be very hot.
No, I'm saying I don't care how hot. I don't need it
to get in my tefillah. Well, only covering the fire is my tefillah. The whole point of Hesed Hadas, I'm in my tefillah. I say, small fire is good enough. I don't care the quality of the fire. As far as I'm concerned, let it be a bad fire. To do that, I have to cover the fire. But then you should have to cover the knob. What do you cover, the knob or the fire? That's what Ramosha talks about. It's known, Rav Aaron Cutler Paskin, that nowadays when we have modern-day appliances, you cover the knobs.
Yep.
Apparently, you have like Hecker. I never got a chance to ask. What do you do with the Mechaber? What do you do with the Rum? What do you do? What do you do with the Rambam? Since when do you follow the Rambam? Good question. Obviously, he had an answer on his sleeve. He says you cover the knobs. Unless he thinks that's a Hesed Hadas, because after like covering the knobs, I've shown that I don't want to turn it up. You know? I don't know. Let's just say probably fire. What do you cover, the knobs or the fire? Lemaisa, this is Rav Aaron Cutler says it's enough to cover the knob. Shalom al Yisrael. In the one second, the Orcha Shabbos quotes. Where is this in the Orcha Shabbos? One second. Here we are. That he says you cover the fire and not the knobs. He quotes Rishlomo Zalman or El Yoshi the Taima Mishom Galdia Kisli Mismai Chom Ha'esh V'Dai Bazeh. All you care about is the miyot of the Chom Ha'esh. That's what's important. What's important is to show you want an inferior fire, and this is the or Shabbos, and he says, why? B'shem Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav El Yashiv. Okay, he says, because of, and he says, the reason is because me and Chom Ha'ish. Rav Moshe has an interesting story in the end. It says, Rav Moshe, he says, what does Rav Moshe hold, like the side of Hesed Hadas or Hecker? Did anyone get a chance to look at it? In the end, he says both. Has to be a hecker that you made a Hesed Hadas. A hecker from a Hesed Hadas. Has to be a reminder of your Hesed Hadas. Therefore, he says as a reminder of your Hesed Hadas, the hecker is covering the fire to show your Hesed Hadas. But since he also thinks there's an Indian of hecker, says for Moshe, the Lechazkini should also cover the knobs. That's his pshara. Because he's somewhere in between. Rav Moshe is in between. Not Sveitin. Just in between. What is the Igros Moshe? The Igros Moshe says you need a hecker shell Hesed Hadas, and therefore basically he ends up taking the chumers both sides. He says if you don't have a hecker anymore, it's no good. But if there's no Hesed Hadas, it's also no good. If you just cover the knobs, it's no good. You have no Hesed Hadas. If you covered the fire with a blech and it fell off, it's no good because you have no hecker. You need both. This is his makar for both. And therefore, likewise here, says Rav Moshe, Igros Moshe, lechatchila, both. Although the Ikra did, he says the fire. Because the Maisa, when you go to turn the knobs are next to the fire, and you'll see the blech on the fire. Right? So even though the Ikra is the fire, but he says lechatchila, both, because you need a hecker of the hechadas. So therefore, you should do both sides. But again, the Ikra, that he thinks covering the fire is enough, because when I come to turn the knob, I'll see left on the fire, and I'll say, oh yeah, now I remember that I didn't want such a hot fire. That, et cetera. So Moshe is a big fish that he hates both sides. He's not really both sides of the, he generally is the homers of both sides. He's the hecker of Heskadas. So therefore he says like, Chumras of both. That's not what the Orchid Shabbos assumes. The Orchid Shabbos assumes, no, no, it's just a matter of Heskadas, like Pasha's fish, the Brewer, etc. The Pasha Pshat is, just the Chazu then, the Pasha Pshat is that, the again, it's a Das Yochid that you need a hecker. This for Aaron Cutler is very strange, unless he wants to stick that in Heskadas and just have a more expansive version of Heskadas. It certainly doesn't fit the Chazu's law for buying a home. You know, let's say that's Ladaka. So Rare Cutler's a big fish. Lamaisa, those are relying on Rare Cutler, you should eat their food in the heavens. But it's not, it is really not, you know, it's the hot. But it's not the hot, it's not the mainstream. The mainstream is that it's about Heskadas, and therefore it's lowering the fire that makes Heskadas. By saying, yeah, I don't need a good fire like me. Any fire is good enough for me. As a matter of fact, I'll just put a piece of metal over it just to show that I don't need a big fire. That's the Heskadas of the Iker. Rav Moshe takes in between. He gets a chance to look at Chupa. He says the hecker of the Heskadas. Therefore, he's hooked both. So Halacha Leiser, Brian Cutler says, just cover the knobs. That's not the mainstream halacha. Rav Moshe says, cover both. In America, some people are machmer like that. That's not the Minhag HaOlam. The Minhag HaOlam is like the Orchid Shabbos books from the Yerushalm Zalman or Yashiv, like most modern day Svarim. Just cover the fire. Why not cover the knobs? So when you turn the knobs, you'll be reminded. Because the Iker's not very reminded. Iker's Heskadas, that's the Iker side of the Matthew Paskelite. Out of that comes a big Fumra, which is that wrapping something in silver foil, meaning unless you're with Ryan Cutler, wrapping something in silver foil won't help if it doesn't lower the fire, if it doesn't lower the heat. That's what would seem to come out of this. Okay, that's not everyone seems to agree with that, but that seems to be very logical. Mm-hmm. And Lenny's diet, I think, comes to be not for
him.
So,
assuming there's a problem, assuming a hot plate needs garbage cutting, let's say even an adjustable hot plate.
Okay, let's say a hot plate needs garbage cutting, just wrapped in silver foil, but that doesn't really take away from the heat. Then, let's say you cover the crock pot with silver foil, but it didn't take away heat. Then maybe that wouldn't help.
We're moving it out.
What?
Doesn't matter.
It's not a Heskadas, is it? You go to Ron Cutler,
but it's taking training.
Yeah,
that's removed. Cuts are removed.
Ah, so then what? Maybe what Zach is saying is something else. If you remove the knob. But if the point of brief is that it has got that, then it's not brief. Because by taking off the knob, you haven't shown that you don't want a nice fire. As a matter of fact, you sold a very beautiful fire. Now, but Zach, you might be saying a different taina. Maybe there is a different reason why you take off the knob and smoker. Because, like, you take off the knob, like, not we did hecker or Heskadas. We did better than hecker and Heskadas. You just can't turn off the fire, right? That's just impossible. Is there a marker for that in the simulation of guilt? No, but maybe in the simulation of dollars. So Zachy's homework is look at the simulation of dollars. Find the marker for what he's saying. Maybe, correct. Okay, we'll have to discuss all that next time because the hour is a little late, but we did see this very, very crucial kakira. Again, you're going to find people nowadays who I'm not sure the smart. Oh, just wrap with silver foil, it's okay. Not just wrapping with silver foil is only okay for the mind to call, because then it's a Heskadas. If you just wrap with silver foil to make it look weird, then we don't possibly get out of hecker.
What is
your hot plate? I'm not worried at all. She says there's no Shemi Chak.
Go, plug it.
Because it's not adjustable.
Right.
Why would you unplug it?
So you don't even...